A very warm welcome to Sustainability and Excellence, the podcast about organizational excellence, sustainable development and CSR. And here is your host, Alexander Hertzner.
Heute sprechen wir über Ideen und Innovationen. Was tun, wenn die Pinnwand voller Post-its hängt? Nach welchen Kriterien filtern wir Ideen, welche werden zu Innovation? Darüber erfahren Sie wie immer mit Alexander Hertzner ein paar Details.
Welcome to today's session, CSR and Innovation, how sustainability can be a catalyst for business transformation. We want to understand the role of CSR as a catalyst for innovation and what potential for business models sustainability could be. With a model, we can analyze the current status of our business models or of our product range, and that makes us able to understand the need for a systematic integration into processes, culture, and business in general. This means we have to think about a new narrative, how CSR is a catalyst for innovation, what is the role of sustainability for a business case, what kind of integrated thinking could be used for innovation in the sense of innovation management, and I came to close this session with some examples at the end. I expect that you know that innovation is the generation and implementation of some creative, new and useful ideas. Also, we define CSR as the responsibility of enterprises for their impact on society concerning integrating in the processes social, environmental, and ethical and human rights. That means together, innovation and CSR means responsible innovation is a transparent, interactive process by which societal actors and innovators become mutually responsive to each other regarding the ethical acceptability, sustainability and social desirability of the innovation process and its marketable products. With this understanding of innovation, CSR, and that we have to create a responsible innovation at the end, this is compliant to a new narrative we can see. 50% of the Germans have adjusted their consumption behavior for reasons of sustainability. In 2021, 30%, every third startup could be attributed to the green economy. So there is no wonder that even in Arabic country like the Crown Prince of Dubai announced at the Expo 2020 that transforming the sustainable development goals into economic, social and environmental realities will create exceptional opportunities for investors and entrepreneurs worldwide. Why should we rethink economics as we did? What is the new normal and why is a business as usual not that creative and innovative itself? Well, through innovative environmental friendly products and services, we can reach new demand groups, we can address new demand groups, and we can create additional sales. The potential is that we can grow new sales numbers through new products, new business models, new customers. We can make the customers more loyal. We can reach higher prices. For example, Patagonia in 2011, the company ran a large format advertising in the New York Times, urging people to buy a jacket only when they urgently need it. What was the result? The company sales soared. So they made more than $1 billion extra revenues. We can create additional and generating additional revenues through end-of-life processes that we can recycle products at the end of the life, that we can reuse products at the end of the life. This was an example of Walmart. They created 28 million in additional income through in-store plastic recycling programs. So even the productivity can be increased, that we have cost savings on the one hand side and additional revenues on the other hand. Also with innovation based on sustainability principles, we can, for example, reinvent our business models. Philips approaches for a product as a service. So they used this idea, upgrading and reuse of its medical devices, with a sales growth of 9%. Business models with circular strategies can generate up 3.5 trillion in revenues over the next decades, what some studies and potential can be said. How can we get to these potentials? How can we use these potentials? This means we have to understand CSR as a catalyst. We have to innovate our business models. And this means, for example, also for CSR, we have to think CSR 0.0. It is business as usual. The initiatives are not really responsible. They are not really effective at the end. So they don't create any positive impact. If they are labeled, even that they be sustainable, we can also bring in the huge term of greenwashing. Maybe it is a bit too hard, but these organizations aren't responsible as they describe themselves. This means the business is usual. The ideas are not only that creative. I will show you next time some examples what business as usual means to increase revenues, what kind of ideas we can have in that direction. So, for example, single plastic usages and so on. Responsibility 1.0 is when the organization is aware about their responsibility, that they know they should be acting responsible. They have also implemented some measures as an add-on, but their idea and the strategy is more than to limit the damage. It's more fulfill the duties, and the initiatives are more or less selective commitments to sustainable standards by donations, for example. Can we reach the potential right now with this? I guess not. Let's go ahead to CSR 2.0. CSR is then systematically integrated into the core business and understood as a potential for new business models, for new products, for new markets, instead of being reactive to react on some risks appearing. So it's more about risk avoidance. We are proactive, non-reactive, and understand CSR and all the regulations around that as a chance and not as limitations. This brings us to the business models. How can we be CSR 2.0? Well, we are compliant to the United Nations Global Compact principles. In general, this means we are in line with human rights, labor standards, environmental protections, and compliance standards, focusly, for example, on anti-corruption. How can we find opportunities? Well, and this is where sustainability comes in. Sustainable Development Goals, 7 goals for international standards in national strategies implemented, are a great field to see and to look for some opportunities for our business models, to create solutions, to invent, to innovate some new technologies addressing the challenges addressed in the Sustainable Development Goals as well. And even innovation is one of the goals itself, so goal number 9. This means we identify business opportunities within the SDGs, and then we can operate them in a responsible way. For example, if we think about frugal innovation, this means focusing on the development and production of easy and cheap resource-saving products. There was an idea for the development of a mobile low-budget ECG medical device for developing countries. And we developed an electrocardiogram using innovative and innovation methods to address the goal number 3, 9, 10, 12, and 17. Because in that countries, hospitals have no access to medical technologies as we can have here in European countries. So there are inequalities between the countries itself. This idea brings up a model and an approach how we can measure and analyze the maturity of our behavior, of our products. The Nidumulu, Prahalad, and Raghavaswami, but also Porter and Kramer, have the idea of shared values and, of course, how innovation is driven by sustainability. The first stage would be to exceed the ecological standards. Means that enhancing innovations by exceeding norms. The second stage is by shaping the value chain. Means we increase the ecological efficiency of the entire value chain by establishing transparency for the direct and the indirect environmental impact, that we create incentives and obligations for value-added partners. A field for process innovation, for example, but also for product innovation, that we create and develop eco-friendly products, making a sustainable offer or reshaping existing ones in an eco-friendly way, that we can rate the alternative products, that we determine the willingness to pay, and that we price these products and services as well. So this is the revenue potential. The new sales potential is by implementing new business models, change the competitive environment through new ways of creating value. This is business model innovation. What kind of ideas can we use to create a better business model? What are the principles of our business models right now? Focusing in some niches and clusters, we find that the core strategic point, the major strategic point for business models, is cheap energy. And now in energy crisis situation, we see that a lot of business models are not running that well as the companies would imagine and how the company would wish. This came up that we have even some organizations and companies questioning the logic of the present economy in the perspective of sustainability, that they analyze the market systematically and see sustainability for a chance creating new markets. How can we reach that? This means we need an integrated approach where innovation is part of the business excellence mindset. And this means we have to create a mindset for creativity and innovation, including also disruptive thinking, as an essential ingredient in helping an organization generating increasing value by improving levels of performance. You know that I'm a fan of the EFQM model, and even the old model with the fundamental concept was offering some direct connections. In the new one, the directions are not that clear at all, to create a benefit for the customer by shaping a sustainable future. For that, we need a creative environment where innovation can be happen. This means also in the organizational structure, we need leaders with a vision, with inspiration and integrity, how they can do. So let me conclude. what can we see? Sustainability is a key driver for innovation and vice versa. That means that sustainability needs innovation to solve challenges. But also these challenges are potentials for high level business models. For example, Samsung is collaborating with Patagonia to keep microplastics out of the oceans. We see a new paradigm of business narrative, that business is primarily about purpose, money and profits will follow. This leads to a high competitive advantage because CSR is leading to and connected to innovation. Yokolade, a chocolate manufacturer startup from Munich, is driven by a purpose. They want to end slavery in the chocolate supply chain. And that means they are configuring their supply chain in that way. And they are even successful. It also needs an integrated innovation management, that innovation is part of the excellence and management understanding and not only an add-on. This also means we can see some examples at the end. For example, Chocolate as a chocolate startup is following the purpose. So maybe you can now compare the purpose of Samsung or Patagonia and compare them with Yokolade. Rethink in the model and the stages of maturity. Are these new products? Is this a new business model? Or are these creating new markets? So you find an answer for that as well. Thank you for your attention. And closing with Albert Einstein, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. See you next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. Find out more in the lectures, seminars or my other channels. Visit visionpluschange.com. Stay excellent and be sustainable.